Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Now yesterday we were talking, Brandon is 23 years old. And what I really have on my heart is the power and the glory that God wants to manifest in the church. I've really had a revelation of this for years. And what it's going to be like, the glorious church. Before Jesus comes for us and we meet him. The power of God, the witness to his resurrection that we're going to be able to give like they gave in the book of Acts. And I know that there are things that have kept the power turned down in us. I know that the power, God wants to turn it up and he's going to turn it up. Before we're through with these series, we'll talk about our very words. And the power that he wants to put into our mouths. So, Brandon here is 23 years old. And yesterday, I had him tell you about what happened to him. And we'll just rehearse it just real quickly, Brandon. When you were 14, you changed schools.
Basically, I changed schools from a Christian school to a public. And I wasn't hanging out with the right guys. And
after you got to the public school.
Right. And I basically got...
You changed because of sports.
Yes, I changed because of sports. And the things that they would say would really grieve me.
At the first, they used language and things you weren't used to hearing,
yeah,
right?
It would really grieve me. And then I got desensitized to it for a couple of years. I was hanging around them and it didn't bother me at all. Mm-hmm. And I lost fellowship with God completely.
And you did not lose your relationship. God was still your father.
Right.
You were still his son, but you hit upon it right there. You lost fellowship.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And basically, I had a dream one night, and I saw Jesus, and he said, why have you forsaken me? Why haven't you been spending time with me? So from then on, I started spending more time with him here and there, and then it developed and got more and more, got stronger and stronger.
And then he came and visited you with an open-eyed vision and when you were 18.
That's right.
And then you, now after that, and I've watched this progress with you, you've grown. We grow in the Lord. And as you've grown in him, right now you're in a place where you're really spending a lot of time with the Lord. And you've recently had some more spiritual experiences. What is the difference now? What has cultivating this relationship with the Lord, what has it done for you?
Basically,
how has it changed you?
It's changed me in everything. The way I look at life, just everything, and the way I just fellowshipping with people and not... You can just definitely tell difference. I know reading the Bible, getting in the Word a lot. I could only read a little bit of it, and I couldn't understand it or kind of bore me. I started out just reading the Ephesians scripture every day. Ephesians, you know, the Paul's prayer for wisdom and all that. It progressed from there to Psalms. I was spending a lot of time in Psalms. And then it got where I started understanding it. I wanted to, and I'm reading Mark and Matthew and Luke and stuff like that.
I know you're going through Proverbs now, aren't you?
In Proverbs. I read Proverbs, wisdom chapters.
Son, that was something that you really hit upon. You see, when you're fellowshipping God, you're yielding and you're separating yourself from the things of the world, like he told us to do as a temple, then the one who lives in you, the Holy Ghost lives in you, he wrote the Bible. So he, as you're reading the Bible now, Brandon, he's teaching you. He's your teacher. He's your teacher. He's your guide that lives inside. So you say you're understanding scriptures better?
That's right. I'll just give you a perfect example. A while back, I've always had my Bible kind of, you know, on the shelf, and I used to get it down here and there. But probably about 3 or 4 months ago, I took it from there. Now I have it laying beside me when I sleep.
Mm.
And it's like probably my most prized possession I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be times I wake up in the middle of the night and I'll turn to a scripture. And I'll just read something, you know. It's gotten that important to me right now. So
I know you've been through the book of Nehemiah lately.
That's right.
What'd you learn there?
Basically the power of prayer.
Uh-huh.
And how he got a plan from God and he seek God about it. And he knew what to do. He approached his master. He was a cupbearer, and a problem that was a long problem he was able to take care of in a few months of praying and talking to the king. And the king, you know, he basically had a plan from God, and how with our lives, just seeking God and praying, and how it is important for our plan and what God wants to do with us.
So that's right. Now in your own life, has he shown you anything about your future? One step, two steps?
Just basically, I know I'm supposed to be a minister, and just been just focusing and just studying the Bible.
Uh-huh.
You know, writing things out here and there. And basically, he's leading me, you know.
Do you still want to do a radio program on courage?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, well, maybe we'll do that one next week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can study up on it, and I'll just let you give us a lesson on courage right here.
Yeah, for sure.
On the air, that'll be great. But right now, we just wanted to see the difference in a temple. He was a temple. Brandon, how old were you when you were born again?
Probably since I was little. I mean,
yeah, you were real little.
Real little. I used to always go to the front to get born again so I could get popsicles or something.
Well, that wasn't when you were really born
again.
Probably
about 8 or 10 years
old. 8 or 10 years old when you were really born again. But then, and you were doing fine. Then you got about 14, and along here came this association with the world. And then now you're on a real path here with God that's amazing for me to watch. Now, I know you're not the only one. Because the Bible says that in the last days, your young men are going to see visions. That means your young people, men and women, girls too. And Revelation. So we're in the last days. We're in the end of days. And I'm really watching this generation that you are. I am also watching and seeing, Brandon, Satan make a big play for this generation. He's making a big, he doesn't want you walking in the light. He liked it when you got seared over and you didn't even notice the kinds of language. Because Brandon, he wants to take your mouth. And he wants to take the mouth of, I'm thinking of John Simpson over in, a young man over in Scotland that we have a lot of correspondence with. And Laura, his sister. And your sister and so many of the others. He's preparing you so that out of your mouth, listen to me, you can speak and it will manifest whatever you say before Jesus comes almost immediately. Now, God is after that, and Satan wants to stop it. So I see him like he did you, surround you with those, you know, who were not walking and talking. They particularly were not talking the way.
Right.
I don't know if you ever did. You ever pick up those cursing and all that?
Maybe here and there, but not like how they did.
See, something kept you back from it.
Yeah,
you were born again. You were the child of God, and something kept you back from it.
That's right.
And then that something was the Holy Ghost inside you. But you know, he can be. And thinking about let's turn and look a little bit, son, at the book of Ephesians, and what it says about that now. You know, people say, well, don't do any preaching about do's and don'ts. Well, the Bible does and the New Testament does. And it's like when my kids were little, I told them, don't touch the hot iron. We used to iron clothes, you know. Don't touch the this or that. And don't run across the street in front of the car, because it wasn't good for you to do that. Now, here it says in the book of Ephesians, that amazing book that gives us the very height, lifts us up to the right hand of the Father in the first three chapters. Then it says in chapter 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. So there's a walk to it. And he tells us in this walk that we're to walk, then in chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, he tells us what to do, things to do and things not to do. He tells us to, in verse 24, for instance, in Ephesians chapter 4, put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You are the new man. You've been born again in your spirit, but put him on. Put him on like a so that he's in your soul and your mind, will, and emotions, and he is manifesting in your body. And then it says, neither give place to the devil. Well, there are things that can give place to the devil in your life. And so then it tells you some things it can do. And he says, verse 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. It has to do with grieving the Holy Spirit. If you grieve him, he draws back in you. He doesn't let his power fully manifest, because it could be dangerous to you. If you're going to, and it could be dangerous to others, if you're going to let corrupt communication come out of your mouth, and that communication is cursing like another man, well, if the Holy Spirit didn't draw back in you, if he manifested in fullness of power, you could blast that man. You could kill him. You could damn him, you know. And so he has to do that. But son, and all the sons and all the daughters, and me included, God is running out of time. Now, he's not limited by time. But in that he sits in eternity. The Holy One sits in eternity, it tells us in Isaiah 57. But he's limited in time because we're in time. That's the only limitation of time he has. We live in time. We're creatures of time. And he created time, and he designated a certain amount of time which would for his dealings with man. And so in that time, and oh, the power of tongues, the power of this language he gave us, and the power that he wants to put in our mouths to bless and not to curse, then if we, it's getting to the time right now when we have to recognize this and no longer do such things that would grieve him and cause him to have to be pulled back in our lives. And so I want to remind you that we have in July, we have coming up our Champions for Christ rally. We want you to be there and have your young people there to enjoy Chip Brim and Steve Munns and Go Ministries and Billy Brim. And we take advantage of all the Silver Dollar City things. And so that is July 23rd through 27. And, you know, you want to prepare a talent show thing that they have. It's a real fun thing they do. So you got to find out about what all you need to do. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 to enroll your young people for the Root Youth Rally, or to join us for the Holy Spirit Seminar in June. This is Billy Brim saying shalom until tomorrow.